Graphic Life,
a podcast about what totally rocks,
who's out to lunch,
things that happen to us,
and things that have happened at us.
And today we're joined by one of the funniest guys I ever seen, who also is good at also good at creating like a visual world that I think is totally fantastic. And it's like it's like getting immersed in like hot soup, and it's like fuzzy and colorful and beautiful and popping off and hilarious.
And he's really
easy to make
friends with, and he's so funny, and he has a really big show tonight actually at Littlefield. Yeah. Please welcome Will Duncan.
Yo!
Thank you for having me.
I zoned out so hard when I was saying what I was saying.
Getting an aneurysm
I had
while
other
talking.
Nice stuff to say, but I was like, you were fidgeting with the mic, and so I couldn't really think about anything. I was like trying to remember how to tell you to stop. But I was
like,
trying
I'm
to also
about
say,
you right
yeah.
now.
Don't you dare fidget with that mic. Rachel will be on ya.
Oh,
yeah.
I was
I'm
touching
such
that.
A biatch. Yeah, you were yanking that thing around like a goddamn
it.
Freaking.
That shit matters.
Will Duncan, how are you?
I'm pretty good. 2024.
Yes,
you look, you look 9 minutes start. Away from us.
I do, yeah. I just moved.
That's
to
a
Crown
huge
Heights.
Requirement to be on our podcast is you have to
just
live really
how
close.
Do you like the new apartment?
I do love my new apartment. I do love my roommates. I don't know if I told you guys, but I did get mugged.
Oh my God, yeah.
Oh, I heard about
two
this.
And a half
weeks
welcome
ago. To New York.
I know, yeah.
What happened?
Kelly.
It was like 6 a.m. Yeah, I just like crossed the street. I was going to the airport. I looked up and there were 3 dudes in the street just like waiting for me to pass them. And I was the only person on the street. So I said out loud like, oh. And then the little one was like, yep. Like fully had just like, they didn't say anything. I just was like, this is about to happen.
Mugging in New York is so like, I guess so.
Yeah,
like,
dude.
Here we go.
Everyone's like, what did they say? It's like, we didn't exchange any words. We both all knew what was happening.
That's so weird.
And did you
weird.
Just give them money or what?
Yeah, I like, I always say this part of the story and people laugh at me, but I ran away and fell over.
Aww.
I always
did you give them
like,
anything?
Bitch. I'm like, dude, chill. I still got mugged. And then, yeah, they did like the fake gun in the pocket thing. And I was like, whatever. And they took my wallet. And then they saw my phone, but didn't take my phone.
That's nice.
I think just because psychically, I was like, come on, dude.
Also, I think like with phone, it's like that's a lot more work than
it
just
is.
Like taking your wallet and seeing if you
I was
like,
truly
some coke
begging.
Yeah.
It's
humiliating what the body and mind do when you're in a freak out.
If you could hear audio, that would be bad. Please, please. But I was thinking last night, should I have, I don't know what to do in that situation. Would it have helped if I like screamed?
No. I think the best thing to do is just always,
screaming.
Whenever you're walking around in New York, have $20.
Yeah.
Like, the best thing you can ever do is just have, like, a couple ones and, like, a 20 and, like, maybe a little bit more if you want to.
Yeah.
Just so, like, worst case scenario, someone's coming at you, they're, like, desperate for anything. You give them $20, they're like, that's better than nothing. I don't really need to kill someone because it's probably all they have or whatever. Like, if it's, like, clearly all the cash you have and you're like, I just have $20, please leave me alone.
Do you have $20 on you at all times?
No.
Yeah.
But what would I do if I, like, I'm just like, it's always good to have some cash. And whenever I have cash, I do feel a lot better because I'm like, if someone comes for me, it's like, there you go. Get out of my way. And anytime I have been mugged, I've been lucky to have cash. Or not mugged,
well.
But it's like someone just like following me or like not letting me leave until I give them money.
Yeah.
And like getting almost like getting really agitated, not violent. Thank God. But like I just one time bumped into this guy. It was just a scammer, but he like had a bunch of like glass bottles. And
that
like,
happened to me
broke.
Right when I moved here too.
Yeah.
A classic scam.
Tell me what
he bumps into you and he goes, you bumped into me. I have to go back to the like liquor store.
You like drop the glass bottle of wine and it explodes. He's
no
like, that's $40 wine for my daughter's bar mitzvah or whatever.
Yeah.
And you're like, I'm sorry, man. And he's like, you owe me $40. Or they do with baby formula.
Yeah.
What I will say is, yeah, they took my wallet. They spent $600 on weed.
Fuck.
So how do you know it was
weed?
Because it was like
I saw the charges. It was like, Zaza, New York, $600. But I got it all back immediately. I called my bank. I was like, hey, I got mugged, yada, yada. Needed to provide no proof. And they were just like, all right, here's $600. All your cards are canceled. We'll send you new ones. So I was like, all right, that's pretty easy to do that.
Oh my God, I'm going to go spend
some
Somebody use my credit card to buy a bunch of Chipotle off Essence. A
bunch of Chipotle
randomly
once
during
a week
sale
for months.
Some Chipotle from Essence.
Also, right when I moved to LA, like a long time ago, like 2 weeks after moving to LA, I was walking on the street and I just got punched in the face by a random dude because I biked by him and I very politely was like, thank you. Like, going around him. Yeah. And then I think he thought I said, fuck you.
Fuck you.
Or like, yeah, we're being like, passive aggressive.
Fuck you. But he walked up behind me. He's like, what the fuck did you say? And I was like, what? And then punched me in the face. But that felt good. That was like exciting. Yeah, like totally. I got home and I was like, woo, like I'm the Joker. Like this is awesome.
Whoa,
getting
really?
Mugged did not feel like that.
Yeah, I mean, like, that's so interesting. I wonder, maybe, do you know what? If I think physical exertion makes you feel alive. That was probably a Fight Club situation. Like,
I think it was.
Like, you probably would have joined Fight Club if you were in the 90s.
Yeah, I had blood. Kind of looked like Brad Pitt.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah,
but it was
crazy.
Like adrenaline. And yeah, then me and Pierce had a show that night at UCB. And I remember being really excited that I had like a black bloody eye to do like the UCB
of
show. And be like, I'm not like you, like,
yeah, dorks. Have fun spending $300
yeah.
on a
yeah,
car.
Yeah, you really make a meal out of it. Like, you kind of turn your head so that way the audience really reads it.
Look at this.
Keep and you're like, yeah, but I'm not going to get into it. But yeah, something might have happened to
yeah,
me today.
I live a real life.
I got in a fucking fight.
Yeah, my name is now Danger, but it's
that's
like,
my improv
whatever.
Name. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
So I
well,
feel
you're a bit
crazy.
Of a wild card.
Yes. This year, last year, a lot of good, a lot of bad, you know, all over the place.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, like, that's epic. And I think that's so, I don't know. I think it's a danger zone. I yes. think that what would you have done differently? Like, just take an Uber right from your house to the airport
yes.
at 6 in the morning?
I can't
apparently,
ever.
Yes.
5 in the morning.
I
yeah.
legit am like spending money to go to the Uber. I mean, I like spend money on like crazy on, especially on Uber, but like going to the airport, it's like so miserable. Every part of your day is going to suck so bad. Why not spend $100 to have some like,
that's
peace?
A good call. Honestly, I had like a Final Destination style premonition.
Oh my God.
Before I left my
what
house.
Do you mean?
Like in Final Destination, they see how everyone dies and then it happens.
So you see, what was your premonition?
I was in my bed and it was 5:30 and I was like, oh, like,
it's going to be dangerous.
This could be dangerous. This is kind of when people get mugged, right?
Really?
Yeah, I had a thought in my head, which happens to me a lot, I will say, a little psychic blast. But I was like, it's 6 in the morning. That is not danger time.
Yeah,
like, people go
like,
running.
I'm simply a surgeon going to work.
Yeah, like people go to work in that time. People go running, whatever. So I was like, I don't think 6 a.m. is dangerous. Turns out it was. Turns
wow.
out it's dangerous.
That's too bad, man. I'm sorry that happened. It's like,
it's all good.
Yeah, yeah. But
more
like,
material for the stand up, huh?
Exactly. And that's what people want. They want to hear what bad happened to you so they can laugh at you.
My punching bag
I
life.
Love your stand up where you be the, what's his name?
The Jigsaw.
Jigsaw.
The
I never Jigsaw. Seen that stuff, but it's so funny.
Thank you very much. I need to make new jokes, I think.
No.
I'm hitting that
well,
point.
Okay,
yeah, yeah.
Totally.
I got to go to some shit. I got to write some new stuff. I was thinking I don't know. I like haven't been able to sleep recently because I'm quitting smoking. So I've been doing nicotine gum, but I think I'm doing nicotine
gum. Oh, you
smoke too much?
I used to, yeah.
Did you get my friend's grandma committed? Sorry to say this, committed suicide by putting on like 6 nicotine patches
oh,
and smoking a cigarette.
Oh my God!
Sorry for laughing. Sorry for laughing. No,
it's
legit
sad. I didn't know that was possible.
Yeah,
that is like
she was like a nurse, so she knew.
So hold on, we can all commit suicide easily by putting on 6 nicotine packs.
I think it was maybe more, but it was like heavy dose. Like she worked in a hospital, I think it was easy to get them.
That
and
is
she
like,
just like
I hate
them.
To say it, poetic.
Yeah, it's
that's
kinda
like
crazy.
That's wild. That's Whoa. Something you'd yeah. read in a book. That's not happening to me, but I definitely am chewing it like it's gum.
Yeah.
And then last night I was really anxious and my fingers were like shaking. I'm like, oh, I can't just like back to back to back. That's like 20 cigarettes in an hour. Like,
oh yeah, that's okay. You'll figure it out. You'll even out your addiction.
But what I was saying. So I'm fucked up off that. So I'm mm-hmm. staying up all night and having crazy. I don't really have dreams. So I was just thinking a lot. Like I like in stand up, I guess the thing that I like is when you go on stage, the people don't know who you are.
Totally.
So you can like if you have the foresight, play with that a lot.
Yeah. Definitely.
And I realized last night like that is what I love is like coming on stage and being like, I don't know if I
trust
this
man.
Guy.
Yeah.
But then like trusting them just enough that they let you keep talking. Like mm-hmm. that's what I like. Yeah,
I think so. I think like knowing who you are and knowing what you can be is like the most important part of like
and also
anything
like
anyone
a trickster.
Does.
Like when I saw yeah. Reggie Watts before he was famous, like he'd come out and be all British for a while, and then he would cough and then be a regular American, and people laughed so hard because it was such a fun little joke.
Or like
to play
when guys are like really scary looking, but they
yes.
don't like address it or like make a joke about it right off the top. I'm like, mm-hmm. do you know? Like I'm like terrified the whole time. Like he's gonna shoot us.
Yeah.
But like if they like are like. I'm a freak.
I
like, I'm
crazy.
Like, thank God. And you just like unclench and can
yeah.
enjoy stuff. Or like, if you look, or if you're like if you are like from somewhere politically that you're like, ooh, but then you immediately are like, don't worry. Or
yeah,
I don't
yeah.
know. It's just like important to know who you are.
It's true. How you are perceived.
Yeah.
Self-awareness. We like
totally.
Seeing self-awareness.
that when I was at Goliath, thank you for recommending Goliath. Oh, there was this guy who was really ugly and scary, and like Goliath kept being like, "You're really scary and ugly," and he was like, "I'm kind of like hurt by that." And he and this other teacher was like, "Well, it's like kind of good to know like what you can play. Like you could be an amazing like freak.
Yeah,
you'd be a good Quasimodo." And it's like, okay, that's something to work with.
Good
and
feedback.
Like, some people and that's are ugly. A really cool that's
category
fine.
For you know, like casting agents. And
yeah,
stuff
yeah,
like
yeah.
That.
Don't you want to know that at least?
Hey, it's me, the fucking freak.
And it's kind of a relief to hear it when you're like thinking about yourself all the time. You're like, I'm an ugly freak, and people are like, no, I love you, and it's like, yeah, but I'm like an ugly. And then someone says it, and you're like, totally.
Thank
and
you.
I knew that forever.
Yeah.
And then you can lean in or do whatever. Yes. You
what
want.
Did they say you look like?
It's validating.
He never. I didn't really get up that much.
I think the other guy was just so alarming. Looking,
he was scary. He was really scary.
They had to bring it up.
Also, he always had his head down like this, and he was like being so spooky. And like
that is spooky.
One of the other teachers was like, if you lift your head, that won't be so scary. Like it's kind of you.
It's
anyway,
yeah. It's
whatever.
Important to know how you come across. I remember when I was like in high school, I was in this arts program, and sometimes they would film us. Like doing our monologues and then when we watched it back you're like, whoa, like
yeah.
It was like you're like, oh, I sit with like this one girl, she was really beautiful and cool, but she did this like monologue where she sat with her legs splayed so open to make it look like she was like in a power position.
Yeah.
But then she was like, that looks fucking weird.
Yeah, like
you
know what I mean?
Like you just realize the smallest changes you can make to be perceived.
Yeah, it's
a
reading
little different.
I gotta stop doing
or you, like you go in with big swings and you're like, okay, that swing was wrong.
Yeah.
Dude, I wanna ask about your short film that got into Slam Dance.
Yeah, my short film, it's called Virus. I made it honestly a while ago, and I made it when I had COVID the whole time, so I was locked in my house. I think it was the first time I had COVID.
Is that the one that you screened at our show?
I think so. It's like very red, and I get a porn virus and stuff.
Yeah. That one's it's so good.
Thank you. It was like, yeah, I had COVID. I was locked in my house. I had this idea of like, I want to make something just in my house. So I did, and it was a classic idea of like, I didn't think about it that much. Just a manic explosion of blah, 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 staying up all night. And then I finished it in like 2 weeks, which is a good sign. So I've just had it for a while. I want to submit something else to Slam Dance. So I sent that in as like a flirting, like what's going on
and
over
like,
here.
I care enough to try.
Yeah. And like, what's the water? Like if they accept this, that's good. And then they accepted it, which was surprising. And I'm going to go in like a week.
That's going
to
be so
I'm
going
to spend
fun.
All my money to be in Park City, Utah for like a week.
It's worth
like
it.
Fun.
It's I hope it's going to be sick. I mean,
and meeting people, like
it's a cool
it's
festival.
It's all about hanging out.
I've never been, but it seems really cool.
Sorry,
what'd you say?
Sorry, just go hang out, take caffeine pills, be around as much as you can. I legit think it's like so worth
it. I get in a hot tub while it's snowing. That's kind of my.
That sounds nice.
That's all I really want.
Yeah, they do that there, right?
Yeah,
beautiful scenery.
But it is kind of the dream of like, I don't know if you guys have ever seen Entourage. There's an episode where they go to Sundance, takes place in the same town, and I'm like, I want. To feel like that.
Close to
aww,
it.
That's even great.
And go bit. To the Veuve Clicquot room or whatever.
the PAX weed vape room.
Wow.
Dude, that's so dope.
Yeah, we'll see.
This is exciting.
I'm excited. I definitely want to make more stuff this year. I feel like I alternate between doing comedy and doing video stuff, like live performance.
Mm-hmm.
It really is like years. It's like a year of live performance, a year of...
You get sick of stuff and you miss people and then you're like, I'm sick of people. I want to go do stuff with myself.
Yeah.
And have total control.
Yeah, not feel so crazy making stuff all the time. Just focus on like a few things. You know, you can only do so much.
What was that? The clip I saw you in was some girly and you were like on the couch being like not being into her doing getting into OnlyFans.
That was Michael Reese is a director who made middle-sized things with like Al Warren and Eric Rahill and Veronica Slawiwowski. I don't know what her last name is. But yeah, he just posted one day like, I'm looking for like a dumbass to be in a short. And I was like, I got you, man. Like,
awesome.
I always am a dumbass, a bad guy, a weird...
Worst boyfriend.
Yeah,
yeah.
He's like the guy in your chocolate cock school or whatever.
Yeah, literally. That is what I am perceived as, I guess.
Blonde
guy. Mustache. You know, it's a bad vibe. It's
totally
a bad look.
I don't know. I really liked your performance in the clip that I saw. Like, I think it was more nuanced than that.
I
like,
appreciate that.
You didn't seem like a like just a bad guy. Like, you seemed like a guy who like literally, like it seemed like a legitimate thing to kind of push on if you're somebody's boyfriend.
Yeah. The rest of the short is amazing. And he just like wrote a bunch of ideas down on his little notes app and was like, he's been sitting on them for like a while. And so I just need to do these and get them done.
Oh, I love that. So was it fully scripted or improvised at all?
It was scripted, but I improvised a lot.
That's great.
And it turned out really well. I mean, we shot at like 7 in the morning I look like I just woke up.
That's a vibe, huh?
That's crucial.
It was fun.
With production, it's like weird. It's like, no, you're never going to have a 2 p.m. start time, dude. It's always going to be weird.
And you got to figure out how to de-puff your face ASAP.
I know. I got lizard eyes in the morning when I wake up.
Lizard eyes.
And then also, Brian Fittiman, me and Pierce were just in a movie that Brian directed in Virginia. That is basically just me and Pierce on crack, like our friendship, but like turned up way too high. We're like looking for aliens and shit. Very excited.
Is it just you two?
What?
Is it just you two? Is Brian in it too?
Brian is in it for a second. There's like random people around and we like recruit people to be part of our posse and then they leave or die or whatever. So I don't know. Moving to New York has been crazy. There's definitely been some solid wins on the board. Mm-hmm. I feel like there's just way more shit happening here. Way more things flying around to like, whoa.
Yeah, you seem like a bit of a busy bee.
I like to think
so. And you're a beekeeper.
And so. I'm a beekeeper.
So there's a lot happening in that one vibe.
Which... that job does not pay me enough, but I don't want to quit it because I'm like, this is cool. Yeah, cool. Like, why is it so hard?
I love when you roll up to shows with honeycomb.
I know. Yeah, that was sick. There will be more of that. I have 2 months paid time off right now because the bees are asleep.
So it's wonderful for you to be doing your own stuff. Like going to slam dance and your prodigies.
You know, when you put it like that, it sounds pretty nice, but I am waking up at 11:30 like, fuck, I need to like meditate or something.
Also, like, when you're like getting paid but not doing any work, it's like the money doesn't really last as long because you're like doing fun stuff all the time. Like when you work all the time, you don't have time to go do stuff and eat. And then when you like have free time, you're like, well, I guess I'm spending $30 on a sandwich every day.
eBay a lot. Also, I have to go back to work, so I have to like start working for the money that I'm getting for free right now in like 2 months.
Yeah. I mean, whatever, man. I think it's a weird vibe, but you're an artist truly, so it's like this is just how it is. Nothing will ever make perfect sense to
us. I know like 3 people with jobs they like, so if it is even totally fine, that's awesome.
That's true.
And I have get little honeycombs.
I don't know astrologically speaking how you guys feel about the zodiac signs or whatever.
What are you?
Well, I'm a Taurus, but I'm
totally.
What does that mean?
I'm a bull, I'm stubborn, and I like food and chilling.
Yeah.
Is your bull Taurus stubborn? You like food and chilling. Okay, that sounds like a fun time to be a good Taurus.
But Saturn return.
Oh yeah, it's happening
for us.
So you've
begun your Saturn return.
It's big time happening for me right now.
And does that mean? So did your maybe an ex girlfriend teach you about this?
Yes,
this is what I'm
certain ex girlfriend. Yeah,
girls are amazing at teaching boys about stuff, and boys are amazing at showing girls movies.
That's true. I
girls
wondered,
are like, buy a humidifier. Boys are like, this is Paul Thomas Anderson.
Yeah. I wondered what we gave back in the that equation.
It's movies.
It's movies. And it's like, that's who the Grinch is. Like, do you know Jim Carrey was in makeup for 8 hours a day? Like, wow. That's good.
That's wild. So what does their Saturn return mean? It means that it's like the world gets flipped, turned upside down.
Yeah, you get fucked on by the world. You have like 3 in your life. It's like a major turning point or
like,
whatever.
And every 30 years.
What? Like, like you're going to, everything's kind of like going to burn and you're going to phoenix from the ashes, like in a totally different direction.
Yeah.
And you just realize that who you are isn't who you were.
Yeah. Which, again,
I wonder if that happened to me.
I believed in astrology in Boston. Like, I check my horoscope every day.
No kidding.
Yes. Not because I really believe in astrology, but because I think, like, unsolicited advice from the internet is...
Where'd you live in Boston?
Sorry. I lived in... What's it called?
Harvard.
I mean, I lived all over the place. Yeah, I went to Harvard for 6 years. What was it called? Brighton?
Okay, totally.
Cool neighborhood.
Yep.
Lived by myself.
Urban Kermit. Really? I used to do that with like horoscopes too. There's this magazine, free magazine called Now Magazine in Toronto, and I would always clip out my little Leo and I put it in my notebook.
Yeah.
Because I always thought I loved, just a little reflection time because you can interpret as you will. It's like anybody. Like, I remember listening to, like, Judd Apatow said that he has, like, he has a book of, like, Rumi quotes and, like, different, like, short poems and stuff like that he keeps by his bed, and that's what he likes to look at night, because you can make you can interpret anything how you'd like.
I have The Far Side by Gary Larson book that I flip to, and then the panel... I'm like, that's the vibe for the day. But it never but it never makes sense. I always open it, I'm like, okay, next one will make sense.
Cows.
I don't know how to cow tools. I don't know how to interpret that. But yeah, I think unsolicited advice from the internet is good. Like I'm like, I would never have considered my financial situation in relativity to my mom's perspective today, but I guess I am. So let's do it. So I don't know. I believe in astrology in Boston, moved to LA. Everyone believed in astrology in LA. It's like very...
And that made you not want to
I was kind of like, oh, fuck. Like,
for sure.
Damn. And then now I feel like it's kind of like cringe to be about that, but the Saturn return shit is real. Yeah. I cannot deny that is happening
Also,
to
it's
me.
Like I seen it already happen to all my friends who went through their like late 20s, I'm like, you were going through it in a bad way.
Yes.
Everything bad happened to you, but now you're doing better and aren't you happy? And it's like, that's awesome. I have to become an adult sometime. And so why not like uncomfortably and for over the course of 3 years while the stars make their work.
Yeah.
And you trust that work.
Yeah. And all the like agony and pain. It's like, well, I guess I am learning. And it is interesting and I'm not dead. So thank you.
Thank you, Jesus Christ, Christian God. Yeah. Learning sucks.
It's so uncomfortable because it's never like chill.
Never. That's how you learn.
Totally. Yeah, the hard way.
Is that it sucks. And you're like, I'm going to remember that.
I was listening to like a podcast about alcoholism yesterday, and this guy was like, change only happens when good stuff happens. And I'm like, I mean, like, catalysts are always uncomfortable, but then change within, like, you only ever do stuff because you're like, I got to feel better than this.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, that always comes from feeling so fucking bad. Like, it never is like, it's like a wanting to feel better or something.
Yeah, enough is enough. You hit your threshold.
Yeah. If you're just chilling, you're like, awesome, I'm chilling.
I've seen people get luxuriate in the pain, and it's like hard to watch.
You've seen them do what?
I've seen people luxuriate in the pain.
I feel like I'm doing that.
Luxuriate as in?
Luxuriate, like they love feeling miserable.
Yeah,
I feel like I'm at risk of that.
A certain kind of sadness.
Yeah, I mean, it's like I'm in your space.
You can get addicted.
So it's hard to do that. Like, it depends. It would be worse if you lived alone.
Yeah.
Like sometimes when you live with another human being, you have to kind of show up like a citizen.
Yes, perspective vibes.
Like,
you have to vote every morning.
Unless you're deeply selfish or have a mental issue, like you have to sort of like get
the
it together.
Bare minimum.
Yeah, you have to like clean your ass and like wash a dish.
Yeah,
totally.
And also like have a little bit. Like you can't luxuriate in the pain too much unless you don't care about the other person. But yeah, I've met people who are like that, who just really love being Eeyore vibes.
That's real.
And I'm like. It's like you can't inspire someone to change who's like that. Like they have to really want to. But some people just really like victim mindset.
And just like having all their friends worried about them. Like I feel like I can do that where I'm just like, I like when everyone's like, oh my God, are you okay? Like you're doing bad.
Yeah.
And like I don't want that to be my vibe.
But you're like, thank you for checking in, Brittany, finally.
Yeah. Actually, I am going through a lot. It's like, I've had a friend being like, just talk about how busy they are. And I was like, hey, man, I don't mean to like mess you up right now, but everybody's fucking busy.
Just a little bit of a reality check.
Yeah. Like literally, you're not the only fucking person in the world.
I like that we're kind of talking about spirituality a little bit here.
Yeah, let's hear tell us your more thoughts on spirituality.
I really believe in like omens and karma. And like, I do think everything that happens to you happens for a reason, kind of.
Mm-hmm. And you predict stuff.
What?
Or you accidentally, is it usually accidental? Like you're like, I have a feeling.
This is what always happens, which so it doesn't really feel like a prediction where like I have a thought and then that happens.
Yeah.
But sometimes I have a thought and it doesn't happen.
Yeah.
So it's really just like when it's right.
I have that with raffles. Like really? Sometimes I'm like, I'm going to win that. And then I win
it. It's like when you won the chainmail thing.
Oh, yeah.
I went into that. I was like, I'm going to win this.
I'm definitely going to win this.
I also bought like 10 tickets. Yeah, so it was like,
bought 10 tickets and didn't win anything.
I was jealous, man. That chainmail looks sick.
Oh, you can have it, dude.
Yeah,
you can literally have it today.
Really?
Yes. That is amazing. I do not want it.
I'm going home with chainmail today.
Yes, mama.
A chainmail hood.
Wow. Remind me that I said that at the end of this because I might forget. But you have to remind me because it'll be uncomfortable for you to do it because I am giving you a gift.
Okay.
So we all have to remember. I guess let's tell the listeners at home.
I'll set a
basically,
timer.
We all went to like this Halloween show that
Scariest Parts of Scary Movies.
With Will, the other Will.
Neiman.
And they had a raffle. And then people were giving away such cool stuff like t-shirts and like zines and stuff like that. And then Rachel had to go to a show. And so I had her tickets. And so they called a winning ticket number. And it was so exciting. And I was like, this is for Rachel. And then I had the whole audience. I'm like, what do you think she'd want? Everybody was like, the chainmail hood. And like everybody was weighing in. And then people were like, that's very nice of you not to keep it for yourself. And I'm like, what? Like, I don't need the chainmail hood. But then... And then it was really funny because then you had the chainmail hood, but then it just literally sits there. Like,
sorry about that.
But you might want to do something. I can see you doing that. Yeah, I can honestly see you wearing it right now.
I'm just going to wear that in my house. That show was crazy because the like Scariest Parts of Scary Movies, that's a great idea for a show. The first clip they showed was not scary. It was just like horrifyingly bad. Yes. Everyone was like,
Which one was that?
It's from that movie Talk to Me, like the A24 movie.
Oh, I'm
like,
too scared. Too scared.
It wasn't scary. It was just a little boy slamming his head on a wooden table.
That's scary to me. Scary. That would just scare the shit out of me.
But it's not like fun, but it's just bad.
There's different flavors of scary. And that is one of the top shows that happens in Brooklyn every year.
I remember seeing that show in in LA, like seeing mm-hmm. pictures and being like, oh, I wish I could do,
it's so,
do that.
It's so fun because they vibe also, because they do a raffle and they also have like lots of candy and treats, like a treat table. So it does feel like, it feels like you're like a kid, like in an assembly.
Yes.
Like it's like, you're like, today's Halloween and like all the classes are going to the gym to like do activities.
Little tickets.
You know what's interesting is the... Gimmick show sounds like a mean word that sounds derogatory.
I love gimmick shows.
A gimmick show, like, yeah. done well yeah. feels amazing. It's, you do
it's
feel like...
It's elevating.
Yeah, you do feel like a kid in an assembly.
Like, I love Petting Zoo.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Totally good, yeah. But then if it's done bad... Like, it's like a costume party where the theme sucks. Thorough. You're just like, I don't want to fucking do that. But if the theme's awesome...
You know what it is? It's because they see it right through. Like, yes. They go to the nth degree.
They do a lot of work.
And, like, it's like... And that's what it takes. It's like, if you're gonna... You gotta really sell it.
My college yes. boyfriend's roommates would always have theme parties, but it was always stuff that, like, if you came off the street, you could join in really easy, like tattoos or stickers or, like, lights.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I think that's, like, you got to think, like, what is, like, not interrupting but adds some fun.
Bare yeah. minimum that people can do to yeah. feel like they're involved.
Did you grow up spiritual or / religious?
Well, no. My parents are very weird in that they are not...
They're military.
They're military. Both my parents are the United States Navy. My dad was a commanding officer on a nuclear submarine for like 17 years.
That's crazy. Are they mad that you didn't join the military?
No, I'm submarine. So fine.
Can you
that.
Imagine being in a submarine?
No, you Pass. Have to be autistically mathematical to be in a submarine because it's the only way you know that you're okay.
Yeah.
Like if we were in a submarine, we'd be like, this thing is going to explode. But my dad is like, actually the pylons here are reinforced steel rebar, which can withstand a PSI of 7,000. Like you have yeah. to know that, which we don't know that. So we're no. like...
I wouldn't like it.
Yeah.
But I like that he liked it.
I like that he likes it too. I love that my dad was a commanding officer on a nuclear submarine. It makes me feel good. Even
Did he
I
do that while yeah, you were like baller. Alive?
He kind of retired right when I was born. Both okay, my brother cool. and sister were born in Hawaii. My family lived in Hawaii for a while. My mom and dad. They were born in the Pink Hospital in Honolulu, Hawaii. I was born in Bethesda, Maryland.
Sorry, I'm dude. Like, you got fucked.
Fuck Bethesda. I could have had that for life. Just like, yeah, I was born in the Pink Hospital, Honolulu, Hawaii. Like, that would make my life better every second of every day.
Oh, uh-huh. dude, you were born to be, like, a little bit grosser than everyone else around you.
I was born into
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, you're Pigpen.
But my parents, they're both Navy, and they, I only really recently realized this, and I think it's interesting, which is that they, we never, ever, ever talked about religion once. Like, it's not like they were like, we are atheists and yeah, we don't yeah. believe in God, which yeah. makes sense because we're science Navy people. And it's not like they were like, we're agnostic. Something yeah. might be out there. They never brought it up a single time yeah, to me. Yeah. Not once was wow. even my mom like, I think I might believe in God. Like,
yeah, or like we don't go we to church. We, or
yeah, I went something. To church once for a wedding and then I went to a bunch of bar mitzvahs.
So you're totally. Probably pretty mesmerized by the idea of it when you started being curious.
I definitely know that there's going to be a big chapter of my life later that is about that. I probably will just be classic old bald white guy Buddhism.
Do you and totally Carol awesome. You was talk about it?
We started talking about like meditation a little bit.
Yeah.
Because I'm trying to meditate more this year. I think I'm like trying to start building up.
I meditate.
Yeah, it's good. I only do 5 minutes.
That's great.
Okay.
Yeah, honestly, like the thing that stops people is the idea that you have to do a longer chunk.
Yeah.
And then there's so many different ways of doing it. I'm sure you've already talked to Carolyn yeah. about this. But like people are like, Like, even Rachel was saying that she can't concentrate on her breath because it makes her feel insane. So it's like, everybody has a different style yeah. that works for them. And you know what? There's walking meditations. Yeah, there's like, yeah. there's so many different ways to do it. And Carol it's a beautiful was telling thing.
Me a few of the other things. I do, like, I literally look up, I dog sat alone during Christmas,
oh, yeah.
which was a sort of a ghost of the Christmas past scenario, real Scrooge mode.
Oh
just
my
reflecting.
God. You're like, really... this is what it'd be like if I had no one but a dog.
Exactly. It's just like stoking the coals, like, where did it all go? Yeah. But it was fine. And I started meditating then because I was like, I need this. Yeah. And I would just do like 5 minute YouTube videos,
great.
But a different one each day. And like, it's just funny to be meditating and there's like stock. Corporate totally. Happy music and like a AI robot like now close your eyes.
I know.
So I love getting to know that. The, well, the voices other, in yeah, my
there's other free and there's also there's other free things that aren't like that that don't have ads and stuff like that. Like Insight Timer is a good app that's completely free and doesn't have weird ads that are like
someone told me about Insight Timer.
Yeah, Insight I've been using it for like 10 years. It's good, but also like I was doing it raw with nothing, the most important thing is not having judgment on yourself if you want to do guided.
Yeah.
Because, like, I have, like, a joke about this, but, like, yeah, it's, like, it can feel like, it's just, like, letting out somebody else drive while you lay in the back seat.
Yeah, yeah,
and,
yeah.
like, I think that's kind of, that can be a really nice thing.
Guided meditation?
Yeah.
I want to do no Yeah, like by myself. Yeah. Even if I'm like totally blah, 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 in my head for 5 minutes, I think that would be good.
What are your resolutions? God. Do you have good ones?
I'm kind of kicking my resolutions butts right now. I did a lot of them.
That's
my
awesome.
My primary resolution was to not smoke cigarettes.
Okay, so awesome.
Nicotine gum,
chilling. It's been like 9 days.
Healthy choice. Good for you.
Yeah, that was number one. And then, I don't know, I like journal every day Yay. Now. I'm trying to do
if
that.
Smoking cigs feel bad.
In general?
Yeah, like what did you notice?
I guess like the whole thing young, is like talk about like Saturn return getting older. I'm like, okay, I've never ever really thought about my body health. Like I definitely now need to start doing that. Yeah. I should probably do that.
Yeah.
And then also the thing of like when you're really like I just have a very addictive personality, ADD shit, so obviously nicotine is awesome for me. But when you really crave a cigarette and then you smoke a cigarette, it does not
feel as good.
Answer
yeah.
that
it,
question.
It doesn't satiate the
no.
true desire within.
And it like pisses me off because it like satisfies the like molecular need, but it is not like you think it's going to be like so sick and then
yeah.
you're like, this is horrible.
Just
not worth it.
That's a great analogy for like a lot of things that people want. You think that you're going to
yes.
feel better after getting something or achieving something,
yeah.
but really wherever you go, there you are.
I have a post-it in my room that just says, because I was like shopping too much and I was like, it's way more fun to want stuff than it is to get stuff. Like whenever I'd receive a package, I was like, why did I buy this
totally.
Shirt?
Totally.
But asking for it, I'm like, yes, I want this shirt.
Wow. Oh my God. And it's so, living in the anticipation or the desire of something, realizing
yeah.
that that's actually a real palpable and like satisfying energy more than actually getting something.
Although I realize that my like desire for clothes comes from me wanting to like feel normal in situations where usually I'm like I'm an outcast, people think I'm weird,
mm-hmm.
and also just like wanting to be making stuff that was worth wearing clothing for and like being asked to be in magazines and
yes.
stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like I don't care if I look good. I'm like I want people to be like, we know you, we love you.
Do you know
what
that reminds me of? It's like when I watch Paris is Burning about like mm-hmm. the drag scene in like the 80s and 90s. It's like all these like, you know, people who are dressing like executive realness, like they're like mm-hmm. putting on a look to feel that a certain way. So mm-hmm. it's like it makes so much sense.
Wow.
And I feel so unsuccessful. So it's like, let me just put on a blazer.
Yeah.
or something.
That'll
like
do.
If you like, well, I don't know. I think there's a lot of truth to being able to, if you can like, I think there's a lot of truth to like the feeling that comes out of presenting a certain way.
I agree. It just sucks that costs money.
Yeah,
but
so
it doesn't
unfair.
Have to. If you're crafty about it,
that's
it really
true.
Doesn't have to.
But that's where I spend so much time on my phone looking at stuff. I'm like, well, I can find this sweater
yeah,
for way cheaper
about,
from a Depop for 6 hours.
Yeah. Depop,
yeah.
I got
then it's about something different at that point, for sure.
I went through a weird phase. I like am realizing as I get a little bit older that I have this kind of like hype beast Gen Z like demon within me. Like
totally.
This kind of
you're
like,
creative,
but it's like I'm like really I'm like I think I'm a rapper or something. Like what is that side
I think
of me?
It's cool.
And I like buy clothes on the internet uh-huh. or I used to more, and then I get them in the mail and I'm like I'm not gonna wear this. Like
like what?
Just like hype beasty shit, like weird shoes or like. Trendy
I think of you
sweater.
As very stylish, but also like you wear the same stuff. Like I think of you in like really wide pants and your puffer with the yellow
Classic.
Or that big sweater that's kind of like covered in like schmutz. It's
okay.
not schmutzy, but it like looks like kind of like raggy.
I want to know what sweater that is.
It's really big and it's like kind of gray blue.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think it's awesome.
That is an amazing, that's a nice piece right there.
Yeah, a billion cool. percent.
But
and it's like, it could be really expensive or it could be your dad's.
It is really expensive. That was a gift for me by
Sorry
my
that I
girlfriend.
Said that.
No, it's all good. Paloma Wool. But
that stuff's nice.
It is nice. I can't really wash it that much. But you know what is embarrassing? This is a funny thing I realized is like, have you ever seen someone else wearing a piece of clothing that was advertised to you on Instagram?
Yeah. Yes. And
See,
you're like, oh, I know where you saw
feeling.
That. So
that started during the pandemic and I was like,
I've had the inverse of that where I bought something. And then, like, seeing someone else wearing it, I'd be like, oh, man, like, I'm the sucker, too. Like, of course, that's not my unique taste. It got advertised to everyone.
Yeah, that's like when somebody shares a song, a Spotify song on their Insta stories. And I'm like, oh, yeah, that was also in my weekly, like,
yeah.
Discovery
thing. Because I listen to Chappelle Roan or whatever.
That is an interesting,
I can't stop burping.
Weird feeling. But, I
hate
like,
that feeling.
The weird candle holders that were advertising on Instagram at someone's house. And you're like, damn, you took the bait.
Oh, my God, that is
that
so
That feels
real.
Like kind of every trendy stuff in New York right now. Like, that's why I dress so shit, because I'm like, well, I know what's popular. It just feels like horrible to do that.
Yeah.
Like if I put bows in my hair and wear like the low rise baggy pants and
yep.
like a like
yep.
really tight shirt, I
yep.
look like everyone else, which is good because then people know I know what's going on.
Yes.
But if I do that, then I'm like, but then I look like everyone else, like a fucking dork.
I think that's a getting older thing.
Yeah.
Which I think
so.
Is good. But I am like, yeah, I don't want to.
look the exact same. Hard. I know what you mean.
I don't want to look insane. I was like walking home
the other night, and I was like in Manhattan. I saw this like crew of women, like girl, younger women that were all wearing the exact same look as a team, and it made me feel so like, oh, like that tender time when you're like they were all like wearing like, I don't know, like the same blackface North Face puffers,
yeah,
blackface, I can say that that's not a sin, right?
You addressed it, that's all that matters.
did I just sin? Anyways, and then like they had the exact same like jeans and shoes, and I was like, oh my god, and I remember that. It's like you want to wear what your friend's wearing, and I still kind of like almost
I copy everything my friend Emily does because she always knows what's going on.
That's cool.
I legit have no idea what's going on in fashion until I look at Emily and I go, oh, she's just like me.
You know, this is interesting. I've been having some thoughts about New York, LA style. I guess I do kind of care about style a little bit. About
it's a little more Western out there.
Yes, there's a thing in LA which I think is very funny, which is dudes, and mostly dudes, dressing just like it's the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
Fully.
That's what I mean. Like,
and
yeah,
it's like, I think that's lame. Like, I'm like, you can invoke that a little bit, but yeah, you have like
too much of
every
it.
Little piece. Like,
it's basically doing steampunk.
Yeah, it really is. I'm like, really, dude? Like, it's not the same. Yeah, I don't know how to tell you, man.
Yeah, exactly. I'm
the bell buckle and the velvet, whatever.
It makes me LOL. I mean, it's just because the vibes there. It's like you're always like somewhere kind of like swanky. It's like low lit, dimly lit, like wood panel. Everything feels 70s because I feel like a lot of the apartments and houses there, they were like, this kind of rocks. We don't have to change it. Yeah. Like carpeting and stuff.
Vibe.
Exactly. Cowboy. Yeah.
I think, I don't know, man. I think LA and New York are both like the internet in real life. But I think in LA, it's almost like you're like an avatar, your own body. You're like, I live in my house. I don't see anyone. I'm going to go out in the world and I can just dress like a RuneScape character. Mm-hmm. And like people have to accept that that's who I am.
And you get smoothie points, health points.
And burrito bar. My burrito bar is at 100. But in New York, that can't happen really because I don't know. I got mugged because, I don't know, maybe it had something to do with the fact that I was wearing a bright yellow North Face and like a goofy hat with a car on it. Like, yeah. I'm like, I understand now why people wear like muted color, like don't stand out, just whatever.
It is helpful not to look too rich or too poor or too clean or too dirty.
There's a new form of, right, Goldilocks. There's a new form of style that comes from that, which is like all my clothes cost $15, but I chose the right $15.
That's interesting. I love clothes so much. I love outfits, and I love, and also like, it is something that really, it feels so good to like feel good in what you wear, and it's nice to see your friends wearing interesting things. Mm-hmm. Like, yes, it really brightens, like, because we all get to, this is a cool thing with the comedy scenes, we all get to see each other like multiple times a month with our little outfits on.
Yep.
And sometimes you're really stoked for a friend who's kind of busting a new vibe.
Yes, the outfit on while performing is also interesting.
Yeah,
like when someone's performing, you're like, okay, so you chose that specifically because you knew you were going to be seen. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah, well, it's nice. It's an extension of you. And sometimes I find that it really depends too. Like, I'm really cash usually how I look, but then some nights I really want to zhuzh it up a bit, and I have fun putting on a cute.
Or if
outfit.
I know I'm getting filmed, I'm like, well, if I'm making reels, I want to look slim.
Yeah, I want to fucking look like a. I just am obsessed with. I don't know. I think the T-shirt is so crazy. You literally wear a thing on your body that can say a sentence. Like,
and then everyone's like, that's a good one. Or you're like, why'd you wear that? You know, it's like one can like start a conversation that lasts a lifetime, and one it's like, oh, you got that from your bank.
Also, you can learn a lot by somebody if you really don't like what that T-shirt they're wearing. Like if they're wearing like a weird, like, I don't know. If they're wearing something that you think is really uncool, then it's like, well, this is great information.
It is amazing in New York to be able to look at someone and kind of know almost everything about them, like immediately. Like, I kind of do it like as a trick sometimes. Yeah, and I'm like, I know this person grew up rich, is pretending to be poor. I know this person is trying to look richer than they are. I know this person works in Midtown. I know this person is from Bushwick or doesn't live in like, or lives in Park Slope, like immediately. And it's kind of awesome.
That's interesting. I think the T-shirt thing, it's like, it's again, it's like being on the internet and you are like, it's like your AIM status is above your head.
Yeah.
But you have a T-shirt, it's just like, I don't know. It's very simple, obviously. But
I don't have a lot of stuff written on my shirts. I have a few like things now, but I used to work at a custom T-shirt shop for like many years.
Mm-hmm. And that's cool.
I got really sick of messages on shirts.
Totally.
Like, I got like existential about it, where I was like, y'all are fools.
You're
like,
wasting resources.
But then now it's like, I definitely love buying cool T-shirts from like artists who make their own stuff or like bands that I love or whatever.
My best shirt is just a picture of my like my LinkedIn picture, and it just says, hire me.
I
and whenever
that.
I wear it, people go bananas. I need to make more stuff with me on it. I have an amazing I love my girlfriend tote.
I know. I almost used it. I almost brought it to the grocery store the other day because I was like just grabbing a
no
tote.
No one would think you were gay.
I love my
girlfriend. No, but it's not even. I hey man, I don't mind if people think I'm gay.
Totally.
But also I was just like, it really just looks like I'm simping you so hard. Like yeah, I'm simping my roommate. Like beyond belief.
Gay. Just don't want to be a simp.
I just love this girl.
I have a t-shirt that I bought. This is the like Hypebeast thing that I'm talking about.
Okay, tell me.
It's like a blue t-shirt and then just in navy or in like yellow font. It says like, I'm a Navy SEAL and I'm like high on cigars and I just swallowed a pound of C4 or something. And like, that's funny. My parents are in the Navy.
I see why you saw that and were like, I need this.
Yeah, and then I'm like, I'm going to wear that when I perform. But then every time I do, I'm like, I don't think I'm going to wear this tonight. Like next time.
Yeah, and it
feels like trying too hard. Also, yes. It's like you want your outfit to be like a little funny, but not funnier than you. Or like not distracting.
That is what that is. Like I'm like, in my mind, that's funny to wear that. But then when you actually do it, you're like, okay, that is.
It's for some people. And then you see some people on the street and you're like,
well, this not my thing. Shirt. Yeah. Well, like when I worked at the custom t-shirt shop, I would actually be grossed out when people would be looking through the books of all their designs and go like, oh my God.
Yeah.
And be like laughing and pointing, being like, that's so funny. Because I'd be like, I was there for years. So I was like, it's not funny.
It's not funny. Dude.
I'm like, it's real. They're like, this place is crazy. I'm like, you're
you guys are nuts.
Yeah.
Me and Pierce used to make shirts for like 2 seconds in college, which.
Y'all went to college together? I didn't know that.
Emerson.
We've known each other for like 8 or 9 years.
Oh, lovely.
But honestly, if I could redo it, I would like to make like cool/funny shirts. You need a lot of setup. I went down a different path. But I used to make shirts that say, I fuck bugs with a picture of a bug on it.
Wow.
That was my thing in college for a little
bit. Oh, this is why you and Benny have that like thing going on, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because he also fucks bugs.
Yeah, I've heard about this.
He also fucks bugs.
But yeah, we made a bunch of shirts. People bought shirts. No one ever wore them because you buy it as like a statement piece and then you wake up and you're like, I'm not going to actually wear that on the street in Boston.
I had like so many fun like whatever shirts, but I cannot wear them to the gym because then people are like one time I wore this shirt that said, if I miss this shot, I'll kill myself.
Yeah.
Rachel Cali loves wearing that shirt.
And I like wore it to the gym and this guy was like, hey, there's always another shot. And I was like, oh yeah, people can read this.
Yeah, yeah.
And like, I am kind of like putting on a show at the gym because I used to be like kind of miss like kettlebell
invitation.
Swings.
Mm-hmm. It's an invitation to say shit like that.
Yeah, and I don't want to talk to anyone.
Yeah, I remember wearing like a shirt that was like really metal looking and it said like, I don't know, my friend in Toronto made it and it said like thoughts and prayers, but like all like metal vibes. And then somebody was just like, I was walking around in Crown Heights and I was wearing it and then somebody, I don't know, some like nice Caribbean like man was just like, what did he say? He was just like who do you answer to at the end of the day or something like weird. Whoa. About something that was very much about like life can be beautiful or like God is real kind of vibes. And I was like, oh, I forgot I was wearing this. Like,
yeah
I totally forgot that this would like set somebody off in a like or have a
means,
true reaction from someone.
It means something.
Novelty teas are good for baristas.
What are?
Because then they start like it's just good for baristas where it's like, I have a personality, I'm just like, I can't really do it right now.
That's so funny. That's true.
That's so funny.
And then you want them, you're like, this is gonna do all the work for me.
Yeah, and they're like, you have a person, you're a person, I will tip you $1.
I got you.
God willing.
Let's get you another shirt.
Yeah, my gosh.
Can't wait to
see. That's cool. Okay.
Is there anything that's pressing on your mind lately that you like really are thinking a lot about? Sorry to interrupt, Sarah.
Boom. Well, I have a show. I guess I should have done that at the beginning, or we kind of did, right? Show up.
Yeah,
Friday,
so
right?
if you're listening to this today on Friday, then the show's tonight.
Let's go, January 12th.
And if you listen a day late, you missed it, all had such a good time.
Yeah. And go check our Instagrams, because there's probably pictures or something.
And vids.
Yes.
I don't know. The only thing I'm thinking about is life is changing. You know, I'm pretty bad at change.
Tell us about this, because this almost ties into your spirituality stuff too.
Yes.
So it sounds like you're looking at these big changes and this discomfort with like an air of curiosity, which is interesting.
I'm just getting there now. I think I run. I lived in LA for like 5 years and it was just chill. Literally the same shit every day. And I kind of felt like I was like retiring. Like, I just felt like my life was kind of over. I was like, all right, I hang out with the same people every weekend. I do the same shows with the same people. Like, it's fun, but it's definitely, I've been doing this for 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, this ass
like,
let's hang by the pool
deep.
Again.
Yes. Yeah. I feel comfortable, maybe not in the best way. So then, like, my girlfriend at the time was like, I want to move to New York. And I kind of knew that I didn't like the actual living in New York thing, but I know a lot of great people out here. The comedy here is better. So I was like, okay.
I can't imagine coming from LA to New York.
I know. And I was like, I do need to leave my comfort zone. I feel like you're supposed to get your ass kicked a little bit more in life or know more people or something.
Yeah, shake it up a bit.
Yes. So then I moved here and just did get my ass kicked. And when that happens to you, it sucks. Even if you're like, this
I planned
is
for
purposely
this.
What I'm doing. Then yeah. when it happens, you're like, wait, what?
For me, I should have been a star.
Yeah, it reminds me about how when you're born, you cry. Like, it's just like a genuine discomfort that no one can fight.
That's so, yeah.
That whenever people get here, especially people who like are doing well wherever they come from, I'm like, well, you're gonna get your ass kicked in a weird way because you're like, I'm used to like people knowing and loving me, and I'm an adult now. Like,
yeah, walking into every warm room
in high school, yeah. and you're like, I'm a small fish in a big pond. Yeah. But then here, it's like, I'm an adult. This shouldn't keep happening, and then it does. And you're like, fuck me.
Yeah,
it's true.
So I don't know. The this summer it was just crazy. I think I'm now kind of like, whoo, okay, like. That is a little bit of seasoning on your life is definitely good for you. I'm definitely learning some stuff, but that has been my year. It's been just insane.
Okay, awesome. And is there any like media you're consuming that you're really loving? Sorry, I'm asking all this stuff. I'm going off book.
Love it. She's asking like she runs a magazine. I like it. Yeah. She's like, and quickly, just is there any maybe in. Media that you're consuming?
Buzzer beater. I mean, obviously, I watched The Curse, which I think is pretty amazing. I did restart watching Entourage like right before New Year's.
It's for boys.
Yeah, it's my boys back home. And I started watching like 3 days before New Year's, and I was like, my New Year's resolution is to not keep watching Entourage. Like, I cannot.
It does make you evil in your heart.
I cannot go back down this road, even though it is so comfortable.
To just watch it? Why? Don't you have fun watching it?
It's just so stupid. It's like 2005. Really it is a...
Guys being like, I'm going to go meet up with a hot girl later. How hot is she? I got to get my car waxed. Yeah. Jerry Seinfeld's coming with me. I don't know.
It's a 13-year-old boy's like dream of like being famous in Hollywood.
That's so funny.
And then they're like grown-ass men being like, I'm gonna fuck a pussy. And you're like, what? You would not.
That's crazy.
Like that. Yeah, but then I have like people, like roommates come in and they bring their friend and I'm watching Entourage and they say a line that's like that. And I'm like, I'm just kind of watching this ironically. Yeah, like, yeah.
It's a character study.
Yeah, I think that's fucked up, by the way.
It's like watching 80s movies, like when I made Rachel and Freya watch Weird Science. And then, like, there's just so much, like, sexism, totally. Racism. Like, yeah. It's like, and also, like, pedophilia.
And, like, transphobia,
too.
90s.
Totally.
A guy Every dressing 90s as a girl show, in the 90s.
Funniest
thing in the world. SNL, hot like, how chick. Do we end the sketch? How do we end the sketch? It's a dude with boobs.
Like, I was just watching, I watch a lot of, like, Norm Macdonald clips. Yeah. And, like, and he just, like, and there's a one that, it's like, the punchline is like, I think he's gay, like, or like he looks gay, like that can be like the punchline a lot. I'm like, no.
I did during the pandemic, all I watched was like comfort movies from my childhood, like teen movies.
Yes.
And they were all just like 90s like trash, and it was like a countdown to like, when is the first trans joke, the R word, and like a black joke, like making fun of black. It was so crazy.
Dude, for but real.
It happens really fast, and it is in every single, like, I thought like, oh, maybe we'll be like safe on this one, and they immediately said the R word. I was like, nope.
16 Candles. I've never seen 16 Candles, but it was crazy Chinese exchange.
Racism
stuff.
Long time
gone, yeah. Like, wild to watch it. You're just like,
it's like,
bro.
It's like in Breakfast at Tiffany's with the landlord. It's like, a guy dressed like in like he's pretending he's like Asian.
Yeah, with the
hat. It's like, yeah, it's like, exactly. It's like, that being in 16 Candles is weird. Like, they're like, it's like that movie
just
like,
doesn't match.
But then you try. There's certain things about the movies that you like. You're like, you know, it's just really cool to see like the clothes and the time period, and like there's certain elements that we like.
But then
there's like glaringly upsetting bad jokes and like
mixed
racism
right in
and,
there with the sweetness.
Exactly.
Man, this is. I know we're probably wrapping up, but there's a whole another conversation to have about. I don't know, culture shifting. Like, I feel like cancel culture is kind of ending. Like, I'm hearing
a lot
like
more. Yeah, it feels like people are like, I don't care
anymore. Nobody actually gets canceled ever.
Yeah.
Yes. Also, like, if you do get canceled as like a white guy comedian, it's
you kind of double
huge
down.
Huge badge of honor.
Yeah.
And you're like, I get to go to Joe Rogan's mothership. Like, this is my thing now. Yeah. I'm an outlaw. I can say whatever the fuck I want.
It's honestly more lucrative to get canceled.
It literally is good for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot more people just be like, that's gay. And I'm like, all right, I guess that's kind of back.
Yeah. Which and there's like a doubling down on, yeah, I just, it's been kind of strange.
It's interesting.
And I like get it because I think like with leftist stuff, like a lot of people, it's like neoliberals kind of co-opted it and then it made it cringe.
Yeah.
Because neoliberals like don't stand for anything.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
like liberalism kind of doesn't stand for anything other than like looking like good.
Virtue signaling. Yeah. Yeah.
That's whereas a good like point. Leftism is like actually being like just as like violent and crusty and stuff. Yeah. As, some people on the right and stuff like yep. it's just like it can get as violent.
I think it's good. I depending. Think the cycle is over. I think definitely when I went to college, it was fucking crazy.
What and do you mean?
Just like it was like
I was always getting in fights with my improv troupe because I was like the like SJW.
Yeah, and it was like the beginning of cancel culture where people were trying to figure out like, what's am okay? I allowed to be fully crazy because you like said a weird joke? Like, yeah. am I allowed to like stand up in the middle of class and like yell at you? Like, people did that.
Yeah,
people,
totally.
Which like back then I was like, we're kind of like figuring out right now if this is appropriate.
Yeah.
I don't think it is, but I'm going to wait a couple of years to let that be known. And now looking back, I'm like, that feels pretty wild that some yeah. of that stuff happened.
I like was trying to like talk to him because I feel like some stuff just went too far. Like with trigger warning and stuff, I'm like, I think it's great. Have a trigger warning. Don't make it like a big deal.
Yeah.
Like it don't like be like, don't come to class if this will trigger you.
Yeah, yeah.
But just be like,
let me know.
This is kind of like what we're talking about today. Just like it's on the syllabus, heads FYI.
Up. Yeah.
If like hearing about this is going to make you like start shrieking in the middle class, yeah, definitely don't come. Or like just be prepared, we're gonna have like an annoying, it's gonna be an uncomfortable conversation and everyone will be like having intense feelings.
Yes,
whatever.
Yeah,
but like I feel like that's just like fine,
dude. I was in a class at Emerson College where this is my last class of college. Uh-huh. Like as soon as this class is over, I'm done with college. And it was a finals class.
A lot riding on this.
Yeah, yeah. Big, big day. But it was a finals class, and we had to watch everyone's presentation, like their final project, like a 5-minute video or whatever. And the teacher fucked up because he didn't calculate how long it would take to watch them and give feedback. So the class started at 7, and we were there till like 2 or 3 in the morning.
No.
And he was like, I'm sorry, guys, you have to stay here because your feedback is like how I'm grading these tonight. Fuck. But I was like, what? This is kind of funny.
Was
like,
this his first time teaching the class?
I know.
That's really unprofessional.
He was crazy. But I was like, whatever, this is funny. Like, college is ending. I'm probably going to miss this. I'm down to have a crazy last,
yeah.
like, run for it. One of the last videos we saw, like, 2 in the morning, this girl, like, showed footage from the Facebook Live killer, like, shooting people and killing them. And did not provide a trigger warning. And I was like, that is
that's
like
when you need
so
that.
Literal trigger
I have
warning.
Some feedback.
Yeah, yeah. No, but she showed all that and then said the craziest shit ever about, like, our teacher was like, why did you do that? And she said an insane answer. Everyone in the class, it's like 2:30 in the morning. We can just go home if we don't say anything. We were all like,
you're an idiot.
Yeah, yeah. No, we were like, oh. It's all good. That was great. Next yeah, project.
Everybody just wants to get into bed.
Yeah, like, I'm never going to see you again in my life. Good
not
riddance.
Worth it.
Also,
yeah.
some people just, like, you're like, if you don't get this, why this is a problem now, I don't think us saying anything will help
yeah,
you.
Yeah.
And also, no one's ever going to hire you for anything. I'm not really worried about this being a problem down the line.
Yeah,
also,
yeah,
it's
yeah.
like an age
you're
thing,
out of
too.
It.
I remember, like, when I was younger, it was, like, really about, like, shocking people with projects. It's like,
yeah.
you want to, like, it was like Tool music videos were really cool.
Yep.
And, like, people just wanted to,
well, like,
everybody to feel really uncomfortable, like, Requiem for a Dream. Like, let's, like, make everybody. Everybody feels
you know,
really upset and like shocked.
That is interesting also. I feel like that kind of ties into the, and we're almost done here, I promise. That almost ties into the, I'm just like, so interested all of a sudden. It ties into the cancel culture thing where I'm like, you know, I feel like Doja Cat did this thing last year where
she was trying
really hard to be edgy.
Yeah.
And then it kind of folded and everyone's like, shut the fuck yeah. up.
Really?
She was in Rachel's yeah. chat room showing feet.
Yeah. Shit like that. Like, and then Lil Nas X just like released his album or whatever. And it's like something about Jesus Christ. Like it's him on a cross. And everyone's kind of like, okay.
Yeah, but John already did that, bitch.
I know. And then
yeah.
they showed that video of that. And I'm like, interesting. There's also this weird thing of like, pushing the boundaries, cringe or something. Like
yeah.
it's kind of like just be yourself.
Just being yourself
just
is the
up.
Coolest thing
I
you
see.
Can do.
Like, yeah, when artists set out to blow people's minds, it can feel very contrived.
Yes,
yeah.
especially like corporate artists.
Yeah. Just say,
yeah,
the
it's like
true
you make so
thing.
Much money and like
you have a team of 90 people. Who
it would
are
be
telling you.
Yeah, it'd be more shocking for you to maybe spread your wealth to people who needed it
yeah.
than it would be to for you to be on a cross right now.
Yeah.
because whatever. That is, yeah, it's cool. I like this. You guys are like questioning everything. I just like let everything happen. I'm like, I'm a bad citizen. But you're right. We should be questioning. Little Nas more.
Yeah.
Right? Oh, we usually ask what's bad. What's out to lunch?
What's out to lunch? Is there
anything? Oh, nice.
That's like peculiar that's, that gets stuck in
out to lunch. That's kind of like something's not like fad anymore. Like it's not a
no. Just for you. Like what's who's out to lunch?
Like some like, people go. God, these goddamn mosquitoes are out to lunch. They're biting me like crazy.
Okay, I'm gonna say mosquito. No, no.
yeah, you're a bee guy.
What is out to lunch? I guess like.
Your addiction to nicotine.
My addiction to nicotine is out to lunch in a good way. I don't know. Money is out to lunch.
Yeah.
America's fucked up. Nobody makes any money.
I know.
Like, and some people make so much.
I know. It's actually upset.
The wage gap or something.
The wage gap is out to lunch. That's a really good one.
Yeah. Thank you.
It's bigger than mosquitoes, I guess.
That's where I'm at. In all my thinking of the world, I end up at like, do I want to like work a real job? And then I'm like, but even if I do that, I feel like you don't make enough money to live.
No,
like,
no one I know can own a house.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I guess like realizing that now, like 6 years ago, I was like, whatever. Eventually I'm going to be famous. I can figure that out. Yeah. But now I'm like, oh no, I need to figure this out. And I don't think you can.
It's really hard because I think you will be famous. And so it's like worth it to keep doing this. But yeah. I am also just like, when.
We're definitely in a community of everybody whose careers kind of are based on finally getting famous.
Yeah. Just kind of holding your breath.
Yeah, absolutely everybody. And then they like you get older and you're like, oh, perhaps that's not gonna happen the exact way I kind of dreamed.
Yeah. And I have to keep on chugging, even if it is hard.
Well, I mean, for sure. I feel like if you can get by and you can also still make all your projects, then that's a sign of success. But yeah, it always changes. I mean, it's like we've seen lots of people skyrocket to fame, so it's not like it's impossible.
That's
but
true.
To bank on it, it starts to feel a little out to lunch sometimes.
Yeah, or it can fuck up your integrity.
But it's also there are a lot of people I know who achieve success and are awesome, and they're like, yeah, but I'm not making like $1 million.
Yeah, I know.
I'm like, I can survive.
Yeah, totally.
And I'm like, it's like what you were saying earlier, like even if you get the thing that you want, of course, we've all had that feeling of like, if I just book this one show with this one person, then I'm like good. And then
100%,
you do it and you're like, that is literally nothing.
It pays my rent for one month.
Todd Barry he has like a really good anecdote about just doing like late night. Like that used to be the biggest thing to do late night when you were in like the 90s. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like it would
change your life.
Yeah. And then he's just like, so he finally did it. And then he's like, and then nobody, it wasn't streaming services back then. So everybody would see it. Like, right? Like everything worked totally, everything completely shifts year to year on how things work.
Yeah.
But then like, he's just like at a diner, like eating alone. And like the waiter's like, waitress is like, did I see you on TV last night? And then he was like, yeah. You know, and she's like, Like, you know what I mean? Like, zero compliment or anything. It's just like, it's surreal. Like, what we do is surreal. And even if you get the one thing, you still are there.
Then you have the next thing. It's like getting your Amazon package in the mail.
Then there's the next thing. Like, it's wild. I think that's why it's so good that you're kind of getting into, you know, some self-care stuff. Meditation and all that kind of stuff, because it's like when you start like losing friends or whatever, all that kind of stuff, you're like, oh dang man, this shit's fleeting as fuck. And like I'm like, I hate that it always comes back to this, but it is, it's like you only have the present moment, so how can you cultivate connection and just be as present as you can?
I just don't like change. But it happens all the time.
What's your do you know what's Chinese like zodiac thing you are?
What's Chinese?
Are you
96? No, I'm 95. I'm the Chinese wooden boar.
You're older than me?
You're boar?
Yeah.
That's awesome to hear.
Go! I'm the boar. I'm the wooden pig.
Wow.
That's cool.
I like that. My dad, I think, is a dragon.
Oh my god, that's cool.
My mom's a dragon.
My parents are oxes, and I remember just hearing, I knew somebody who did.
They're both the same age?
Yeah, they've known each other since they were in second grade. It's pretty cute.
Whoa.
That's why it's like, the way I've like learned about relationships, I'm like, well, I guess I'm not doing it because I'm not like with my best friend from grade
second grade. Yeah, yeah.
Wow,
yeah.
I'm so glad that like my parents fucked a lot, because I think if I fucked more than my parents, I would feel so sad for them. And so I'm like, I know they were out there. Sorry. I guess that's a mean thing to say.
Well, no, I don't want to think about my parents fucking anybody totally. Or each other.
Totally, totally.
That's,
sorry,
that's where you and
that.
I differ, but whatever.
Totally. And I don't really want to, but I do want to know that they like were out being like crazy, because then they understand me a little bit more, I think, and like that cool. I'm not settled.
Yeah, my parents definitely think I'm a bit of an alien, but they're nice, so that's all that. Really
my
matters.
Dad recently was like, I thought my dad got married when he was like 28, but he was like, no, I got married when I was like 35 when I saw him at Christmas, and I was like, oh,
that's helpful.
That's great. I have more time.
Everyone's got time.
I know. I'm like, when I compare my parents to my lifeline, I definitely am doing something totally different and not what they have done.
It's really rock, punk rock.
I guess that's a fun way of looking at it.
Well, it's also crazy.
But also this is going to be like, so on paper, long. I don't look good on paper.
This is an
all.
Hour.
Yeah.
Oh, I need
okay,
to go.
Okay, well then, yeah.
sorry.
This is just proof.
It's so
we
fun
can
to
keep,
hang out.
I know, it's so fun to talk.
And we're about to get into a space where I was about to get really sad. So it's a wonderful time.
It's actually
to,
a perfect time.
To just to say.
Wrap it up.
Well, I love you guys and thank you for having me.
Dude, we love you. We
and everybody go to Littlefield tonight. We're all going to partay
please.
And watch Will. And
if you are
show.
Listening to this on Friday and there's still time to make it to the show, you should DM me.
I'm legit excited. Yeah. Like, I love what you guys do, and it's always
it's
so creative.
We've been working our butt off. We've been doing way too much work.
I always get so inspired because your brains work in such an exciting way and such good humor.
It's so nice.
So unique.
We'll see. It's literally 8 sketches of us yelling at each other. It's two person sketch. Like, you trade the straight man back and forth, back ahead. It's like, what the fuck else are we gonna do?
I
like,
can't wait.
I'm the weird guy in this one. Pierce is the weird guy in the next one. Now I'm the weird guy again, and he has the same voice. Sorry, fuck. But yeah, I'll see you guys there.